Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
I don't know, again, how much you follow social media, but there's a Twitter account and there's a website called hogstats.com. And Dee Dee, if you want to see some crazy stat that you would never think of, it's here. And so I've always wondered, you never see a picture of the guy? We've got him on. His name is Justin Glore. He's up in Harrison. Good morning, Justin.
Hey, how are you?
Good, man. We appreciate you jumping on. I sort of feel like you've tried your best to sort of be incognito and stay under the public radar. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, not really my personality, but I don't mind talking to you guys.
So where did this come? What made you decide to become just really sort of obsessed and really dedicated to putting out every stat imaginable for Razorback basketball?
Goes back to my days. When I went with my dad to like morning breakfast to Hardee's or something, I'd pull out the newspaper and read yesterday's NBA box scores. And then
gotcha.
From there, it went to I got a hold of an old high school basketball scoring book.
Yep.
And you know, back in the day when not every Razorback game was on TV, they're on the radio. So I listened to Paulie Hills or Mike Nail or call the game, and I would fill out the box scores on paper. Like I would mark out, you know, Teddy Gibson just made a free throw or whatever.
Wow. Okay.
And stuff like that. And
did we lose him?
We lost him. Yeah.
We may have lost him. Dee, that's what happens on live radio. The guy's getting his exposure, or maybe somebody cut him off.
I think my favorite part was he goes, yeah, but I don't mind talking to
him. He did say that. He did, Roger. You missed it. Hear when he said that
he's begrudgingly talking.
He did.
No, I'm kidding.
You can tell him short. Let me know if you get him back on the RJ. I'll tell you real quick. I'll give you a stat. So he has a list of Arkansas basketball coaches. Starts with Eric Musselman, right? He lists how many times they played the NCAA tournament for the Razorbacks. Musselman 1, Mike Anderson 3, Pelfrey 1, Stan Heath 2, Nolan 13. All right, okay. Eddie Sutton 9. So you go to I'm looking, it's got Larry Van Eman, Duddy Waller, Glenn Rose. You've heard that name before. And then at the very bottom, he has Eugene Lambert. I said Eugene Lambert.
Yeah, Eugene.
And it was from, let's see if it gives the year, 1942.
Okay, we got him back.
Okay. Justin, are you there?
Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and finish. I'm telling them the story that you've listed all these basketball coaches and the times they've been in NCAA tournaments. Well, I'm looking at it. I see the bottom. I see Eugene Lambert,
right?
1942 to 1943, and it says three NCAA tournament appearances. But there's a hashtag by it.
Okay.
Oh, the hashtag.
Let me guess. What's your year?
Yeah.
1942. Yeah, hold on. I'm going to say 42. Go, yeah, go. Yeah, you put it in the notes. Go ahead, Justin. Tell it.
Yeah, so Arkansas was selected to the NCAA tournament in 1944, but so the last game of the season on the way back up to Fayetteville, they were playing at Fort Smith. On the way back up to Fayetteville, there was a wreck that injured two players. I think it was maybe three, and it also killed the team trainer, and Arkansas was just in no shape to go to the NCAA tournament. So they were selected, but weren't able to play that year and actually got replaced by Utah.
How crazy of a stat is that? They were in a car wreck. Trainer got killed. Players got injured. Could not participate. So again, how do you? Yeah, how do you?
I bet he's the only. Justin's the only guy outside of Rick Schaefer to know that.
I mean, Rick has provided so much of the base for this site. Like all of his research, I read all of it. All the stats on the website, they are all official from the media guide from Arkansas or the opposing school. But Rick did so much work
I was just gonna say, Justin. So this is Justin. you just do basketball, or is it all sports?
Yeah, this has just been a hobby off and on, and basketball is really the easiest sport to keep stats on. Football, there is triple the amount of numbers. It's just like football, baseball, track, there'd be so much more work. And it's just me, and it's not my job. It's just a hobby. So
yeah, just a hobby.
Really,
yeah.
the easiest thing to archive and look up and all that. So,
well, you know, you got to get to your job.
How old are you, Justin?
I'm 38.
Everybody's in the 30s. I know you have to be at work here in a couple of minutes, so we'll let you go. Hey, I just want to get you on there. And you do this for free, but you'll take any kind of gifts, right? People can, if they want to send you a check, to say thank you for doing a good work and providing Razorback fans with a lot of cool stats. Where can they send a check or a note, a thank you note? Where can they find you?
The only thing I've got is on the website, there's a donate link. It's just goes to my PayPal account. I'm probably behind the times. I know people do Venmo and all that now, but I just got a PayPal account, but
he's busy with stats.
But yeah,
well, I think it's fascinating. No, hey, listen, that's okay, man. We just want to give you some love because you really throw out some great stuff, and it takes a lot of hustle and work to get it done.
Yes.
And yeah, you know, if we see another crazy stat, we may holler back at you. But your name,
okay,
is Justin Glore.
Heard you talking about no tape before on the steals.
Yeah.
He currently leads the SEC in total steals by one. Tennessee's Kennedy Chandler had five last night, so he has the overall average lead right now by 0.1. But Notre leads in overall steals in the SEC.
I guess if we have a question about any stat, we will go to Justin for that. So,
on
your lunch break.
I love talking about it.
Well, that's awesome. Well, man, thank you so much, man. You're a fascinating guy, and love all your work.
And calm down.
Thanks, Justin. Appreciate it, brother. Thanks so much. Hey.
All right, bye.
Justin Glore, stats galore.
That's it.
That should be his phrase.
Justin Glore,
stats galore.